kritisch und jetzt wirst du sagen, alle, ah, leben wir vor der Saat, ich schaue, du, ja, lass mal stehen, bitte, mit mir schaue, ich gehe im Balkon, je, die Dibbe, die Schama, je. Na, so der Aschbo discusses es bescheid. But, you see, he doesn't discuss in great detail. Now the question arises, so that's all right, according to Bishama, so we understand very well. But according to Bishira, he says, I mean, and the Rashbo agrees with the Pshita of the Rana, that according to Bishira, we cannot be made for altogether, not with the Pshita of Rashi, that according to Bishira, he can be made there, but he has to be made for everything. No, the Pshita of the Rashbo is like the Rana, that he cannot be made for at all. So the question is, why can't he be made there? Because the letter is a letter kodesh. But since he cannot be made failure, he cannot be made failure, so there is no zero, there is no mistake law, so there is no zero. So melee the form of the actual bottle. So the form of the actual bottle. So we say that in this case, the Rashba holds, now we have a halacha, we have a principle, that if a certain chalitz entails a cycle, some mele, that is not how. There cannot be such a chalitz. The mokeh for that concept, that if the chalitz of something, will give rise to a cycle that will keep on moving ad infinitum, ad infinitum, so mele, this is a repugnant chalitz, so it cannot be chal. I mean the mokeh, even though there it has to do with Kabbalah Seydes, but it's a mokeh that for everything that might involve the cycle, a certain. So that is a repugnant chalitz. So in other words, here, according to Bishilel, so, two, there is our that if the afore, the original afore, is not nigma, cannot be nigma, so then it becomes bottom of faith. There is such our, but let's apply this our here. Shoma via Beifu, according to the same. The mystic about Shmei Achemisaba. So, and since it's because Cholich, so the male, the Arab, Kenat Yarshi, the jurisdiction of the Baal. He cannot Yarshi. So, Mimele, he cannot be Mefe. So, if he cannot be Mefe, so Mimele, the Dafor of Daab is incapable of being Nigma. If it's incapable of being Nigma, it should be Bottle Mafreya. If it is Bottle Mafreya, so then it's not Kolosh. If it is not Kolosh, so maybe it should be misreikno. Now, if it is misreikno, so maybe it should not become bottle. So if you say it's misreikno, so maybe if you say it's misreikno, it's not bottle. So maybe so you become involved in a circle. So in other words, so what is the first step? The first step is like this. What is the first halis that has to take place, as of the present facts, as of the status quo. According to the status quo, so there was alcohol. If it will become bottle, then it will be the problem of faith. But without any new currency, without any halis, without the missing, being the problem of faith, therefore, so as of the status quo, there is alcohol. And so many scenes, as of the status quo, there is a foray. So the nether is kolosh, as of the present. The nether is kolosh. And since the nether is kolosh, as of the present, as of the status quo, so mele, there couldn't be any yush. There couldn't be any yush. So you say, but since there couldn't be any yush, so it's incapable of being nigma. So mele, let the nisi of the Baal be the Baal. And that would be a new chalitz. But once it is mevatel, so it will be involved in a circle. So mele that chalitz cannot be different. There cannot be any chaleitz, whether it's kavodah sedes or any other chaleitz, if it will result in a serving. So the melee, I mean the boker is more involved that misgayati b'nor banatzi, so with varecho akumato, v'akum posleides, we cannot be mekabileides. Because if we become leides, that he is gayati b'nor, so he's a goy. If he's a goy, he has no nemones. If he has no nemones, we cannot be mekabileides. You see, so the melee, we cannot be mekabileides because it will result in his sin. This is, so that's according to his sin. So he says, now, Why don't we say Misraikim? Because the Rebbe is another coach. Uchiliton. Show him how we are made. We are going to be Kabbalish. 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 We are going to be So in other words, so what is say? Vitali di Lutzik da Mova da Afora sa Ava Rishenio, e in Afora. So doesn't that indicate that it becomes proper? What we said, I mean according to the Rashbo, so it doesn't become proper, because if it will become proper, so it will result in a circle. But the Rashbo doesn't say here that it becomes proper. The time of the music is more. The Apore is a shame in Apore. In other words, it's not Apore Mure. He doesn't say it's in his battle. It's in Apore. Of course, it wasn't Nidmea, but normally, if it is incapable of being Nidmea, of culminating in the Jewish Chalais, so it's in Bakim Afreya. Here, because this big beetle of the Apore will result in a circle, so maybe it's not in Bakim the Apore Ligamre. But Nidmer it isn't. So the Rashba doesn't say it's but the time the music is amon, the Afor is Ahab and Shein Oina Afor, in other words, it's not Afor and Mure. Kim Shol Nidmer of the Chai Shein, Hamafir. But when Israel can have issues, Shal Nizgalo Oshe, She Bisho Oshe, If Ero Oob, Lo Hoi Sa Afor and Mure. He doesn't say he's careful in the choice of his words. But it is. Why is it but? Because if it becomes but, then the matter will not be considered Kovush in any substantial way, some melee it will be disraked now. So then it will result in a circle. Now, that's one question. Now let's see another question. The Dibra Masra Daf Samach Des, of Omar Rav Yosef. Of Omar Rav Yosef. Hey, Dibra Bishah, Aro Bisil Reikrim in Yochalov, Yesh Nishet Yerish, the Bisil Asefi Bukhut, ומשל מיקלש קודש, ומפורשת בשם הישראלי, וחיל דהי פירו. נעל תסרע שלו יש דף סמכתס. ומפורשת בשם הישראלי, וחיל דהי פירו. Make us guys, also the gun. Vilka Hasha and Sol Hoffer are healthy. Shall bar the bar, who be zero sound, and meet the scholars, who say if a helper is our help bar, Vilka. Gan Hasha and Sol Hoffer are the healthy in her cause. That's Rashi's cat. Vin the Mach, Vin. Shall we call out the Kishneer in Fiery, in the Zikon Hoffer and Kolech Hoffer? Woi, to have a little list, we see the name of Yochel Hoffer, or Yochel, that Elish Sol Hoffer Goy, the middle of Christ, I can come on the Mashma. So he rejects Rashi's cat. Vyesh Mephoshi, Misham Isab, and make us guide. Bukhshay, the Lord of Chil, or if you have a help. I will hear the Kabbalah, you go, you go, eh. Vim Kachoshu, you will be Shigra. So that's like the Shigra of the Rav. Ulei, long way to you, Bissi, or Lassi. Aba Reish, it's only Rabbah, which is probably Shmian, it's like Yeshua. Do it, please. Bah, what today, Rabbah, Bichu, Hom, Mikosh, Kolish, Kokah. יחיד וידעת לו עשה בעל מספק לדם אברי של קדולי פרבל ומספיקות לשמיע נסריק לו ושוסייו ובטליגה ביסיר ואף על פי דהית רבל ויחיהו לא ימיד לשכול שכל כך כי יחיד וידעת לו עשה בעל מספק לו לגמרי כי בשביל מגמר הפורא עקת לו מקום שאני דקו לחי שלא מספק לו עליה So we have to understand what is he saying. He says that in the case of Shoma Baal Veikiro, will he speak out of Mishmeya? Will he speak out of Mishmeya? So, Sa'achemay is a Baal. So who died the Baal? Who was the Baal? The Baal was the maid. So in that case, the original form becomes bottle. Ligamrei becomes bottle. Ligamrei. So since it comes bottle gambe, so the netter is nothing at a coach. Since the netter is nothing at a coach, so we can say it's regular. So the half can yashu the jurisdiction that the Baal possess in his life. So why? Because it is bottle gambe. So then he says to himself, Neobe, he says, Kive, the hip that was a Baal is bottle gambe, keeps him in my forehead, a Catholic commission that could hide. Why does it say that we call Shalila Kulahai? We call Shalila Kulahai. Show his battle lah. We have a Kishan Nikla Shitas. So what if Shalila is battle the Gambes? Why is it Nikla Shitas? So we explained it already. In other words, that they are... We saw that there was a machlikit between the Ram, Hashbo, Tenisles, the Rosh, and Rashi. According to Rashi, so Nikla Shkosh means that the Neder is a Neder Gomor. It's completely existing. But the Chimer Avere is weak, is less. There is no balance. But according to the Rosh, the Tetz, the Rosh, the Ram, so Mikvah Shkosh means like Mikvah Shkosh and Mikvah Shkosh. In the case of Amtani Shishomach Shkosh Halam. So it means it's a Din Sofik. It's Mufa Mishayim. According to Rashi, Mikvah Shkosh means it's not Mufa Mishayim Mufa. It's any Mufa Klal. It's in Eder Gomor. But the Avere is reduced. In other words, there is no malchus according to Rashi. So according to the Rashi, it's both. And both take place as a result of the same thing. Because since it's a vio ubayo b'chir nidreo, so that means that the hafone is a concurrent hafone. I mean, it's a process. And when does the process begin? When the first part verbalizes his afar. And when does the process end? When the second part verbalizes his afar. So since the process of the concurrent afar has begun, so in Mele, the Chimer Aveire is immediately reduced. Because the afar has already begun. So in Mele, there couldn't be Malkis. And since the afar has already begun, so it's already moved from Mishayim. So there are two things happen as a result of the concurrent process of Apor at beginning. But when we say the Kontra Rajbo that since it's a concurrent Apor, so if the Maise Apor is precluded from being Nidmar, so maybe that is in the back of the Freya. Is Mubatel Afreya Dafor. So what is it Mubatel Afreya? It's Mubatel the negation of it. Because once the Afore begun, once the Afore has begun, so then not only did it undermine the Yichida Avere, but according to all the Rishayim except Rashi, in a certain sense, it already annulled that and it became Mufa Mishayim Mufa. So if the Afore becomes precluded from being Nidmar, so then it's the battle in Afreya, the partial negation of Neder. So then it becomes a Neder that exists. But the weakening of the Maisabele, that does not become that. This is the Bitu is how it got being the partial negation of Neder. The Dinsofik. The Bitu is how it got being Dinsofik. So as a result of the Bitu, so it's not even something anymore. And then the Neder is fully existing. But it's from Shas. In other words, there is no balance. This is what it says. We are not in a Rabal, the Holom, the Shomish Boka. The big Dapper is a Baal, the Spashim Dambe, keep the Shem Nid Marafore, a Katu Mikol Shalit Akulahad, Shom Nid Bakal Yof, we are not in a Shem Nid Marashitas, we are in a Shem Nid Marashitas, we are in a Shem Nid So, on one hand he says, because the glitches is a glitches sas. But, since glitches sas is also something, the fact that the people is only how ligabe the theosophic, ligabe the partial negation of it, but the people is not how ligabe the relaxation of the chimera ero, so the melee is also something. So the melee is the result, the age of chimera badai kaya, shalehefer utchila. So it's mashma that in spite of the fact that the hapore of the Baal is nisbatir ligamre, how the misses a Baal, but if the chilek ha'av wouldn't be kayom, so then the father couldn't acquire jurisdiction on the chilek ha'av. The reason is why the father can acquire jurisdiction on the chilek ha'av is because at the core of the chilek ha'av that is a daika. We have to understand this. What does it mean? Ve'i chilek ha'av daikai, shalai v'ot chilo. Hilkach yofer gam chilek ha'av. Avot kam. But in the case of shoma ha'av v'lo yispik ha'av l'shmeya, ad shemeza. So according to this hilal, the ha'av cannot be made for the chilek ha'av. So there is no chilek ha'av, because the chilek ha'av is not God. Avot kam shehu makir shalav. Al yafores chalki shal ba'al, v'chiho lo imotze ha'av yichudi lo'afi. Elo, v'yo, u'bay lo'achei, mifirin dover, im nisar sabay liyei, ki diktone de praise l'kamo. So in other words, so what does he say? So obviously, even the Grisha Ksas has some significance, but this Grisha Ksas is not significant enough to prevent the Dab, whose own Chelek is still Kayom, from acquiring jurisdiction over the Chelek Abba. Chelek Abba. As long as there is no Obasach. But if there is an Obasach, so then, on account of the Klishus Tzatz, that in the dead air, and what's the Klishus Tzatz? The Klishus Tzatz manifests itself, according to what we are saying, in the fact that there is no Chilmolas. The people is only Chal and the Dinsofik, and the partial negation of it. So, but there is no people Chal and the weakening of the Chimer Aveira, and the relaxation of the intensity of the Aveira. So, Mimele, so if there is no Zachay, then he can learn it. But if there is an Zachay, then that cannot happen. No, so if the Rashbo had said, if there is an Osachay, then the Osachay acquires the jurisdiction in the same way as the Osrish. And that's probably how the Ram would explain it. But the Rashbo emphasizes that even in the case where there is an Osachay, So the reason is why those achrei has to be a partner in knowing the letter. And the father does not acquire full jurisdiction over the chilek of those rishim is because it's midrash for shas. The implication being, suppose it wouldn't be midrash kol shas. Suppose it wouldn't be midrash kol shas. Suppose shama it was shama bayo vimurim. Shama bayo vimurim. And Mezah. Then, even though it's the source of all Zachay, so according to the Rashbo, the Av himself will be able to know the whole matter. Because then there will be Yerush. So in other words, if it's a question, who should Yerush, who should step into the shoes of the Rosh, whether it's the Av or the Zachay, so the answer by the Rashbo is as follows. It all depends. If there is no Rishis in the letter, if it is Shoma Bailo below Yehiva, Shoma Bailo below his people up there, Achimates. So then, even if it's Nisalso, the same day, Lohu Sheni, so the Akontra Rajbo, the Ab would be made, because he would step into the shoes of the old Rishis. But if it is Shoma Bailo, the Hefer, the Rishiko Ab Mishmei Achimates, So true is this battle with Amne, and the Din Sofik is bottled, there's partial negation of the Neder is bottled, but the weakening of the Maizabeva is not bottled, and there is a gracious Sass. So, if there is no Rav Sachay, then the Av is maker. But if there is, why is the Av maker if there is no Rav Sachay? Because Chemiko Av Adarikai. But if the reason of Zachay, since there is a gracious tzas, so in Mele, those Zachay is made there together with that. Not that. Why not that? That cannot step into the shoes of those Rishon. Why? Because there is a gracious tzas. So why can those Zachay step into the shoes of those Rishon? So we have to say that he agrees on that point to the Ram. That in order that the Ozachin doesn't even have to step into the shoes of the Ozachin, he steps into his own shoes. So in other words, just as the Ozachin was given the power to have dual jurisdiction together with Arab, so the Ozachin also. But the question is, why does he say that in the case of Shama Bailo Beitolo, the reason the Av Mishmeya, actually is a Baal. So, since the Hafoga by the Baal is this Baal Ligamre, Abba P, Shemitva Shas, Vei Chechelikov Adayim Kayom. But if Chechelikov wouldn't be Kayom, so then he couldn't be made there. Why not? Because there is a Klitschik Stas. So the Klitschik Stas is also there. So it seems, I think that the Rashba Shiki is in line with what we said in explaining the Rav, that actually they are two alohas, the Xerasakosu of the Moyo Sealish, Rob Mace Baron Edition, implies two alohas. One aloha is that the Orus restricts the Kehrabah, so that the Baal cannot annul any dogim of the Baal, once he becomes Nisans. That's one thing. Another thing is that he acquires dual jurisdiction to be made. And we saw that from Rabbi Nechia, that even without Exeras HaKosov, so while the Orus is still alive, so the Av could not be made here, Nidorim that are known in the Nefesh and the Nirodunom. Why couldn't he? Why couldn't he? After all, he doesn't have your jurisdictions over non-human nefesh. So let the Av exercise his full jurisdiction. The answer is no, he doesn't have full jurisdiction. Because she has a nose. And two, the Ogus does not have your jurisdiction over non-human nefesh. But there is another aloche. There is aloche that once she becomes his kachor to a husband, So the husband restricts, acquires, if you want, you can say it, acquires restrictive jurisdiction. But what it means is that he restricts the Keir Habal. But then there's another halacha. Not only does he restrict the Keir Habal, that he shouldn't be able, that the Baal shouldn't be able to annul the Zobo, but he acquires dual jurisdiction. So that the halacha is. So maybe if we have a Xeras HaKosov of Makish, So the Xeras HaKosov also tells us two things. Two things, that there is a halacha of Misreikno, only there are two things. Now, there are two halachas. The Baal has, it will be simpler to formulate it in these terms. In other words, the Baal has two kinds of jurisdictions. Restrictive jurisdiction, which really is not an accurate expression, because restrictive jurisdiction means that he restricts the Keir Habal to a holy soul. But let's express it in terms of restrictive jurisdiction. And then he acquires dual positive jurisdiction. Restrictive jurisdiction is negative. I mean, it restricts, it's not something positive, it's negative. He restricts the Keir Habal. So in other words, the Baal, so in the Abaya Rishayno, he has two kinds of jurisdictions. Restrictive jurisdiction, which really does not mean he has jurisdiction, it means he restricts the Keir Habal, and dual jurisdiction, which is positive jurisdiction. So maybe since there is a Zasakosov of Matish, Kidme Abaya Shlio, Kidme Abaya Rishayno, so that means that the Av acquires the Av acquires both things. First of all, he becomes relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction of the Baal once the Baal dies, and then the jurisdiction that the Austrian already acquired, he inherits. So it's two separate things. Since there are two halachas, in the Havaya Rishayno, when she got married to the first host, so the Baal first acquired this chus to restrict the jurisdiction of the Baal, restrictive jurisdiction, and then he acquired dual positive jurisdiction together with that. So the main lady, the Xeras HaKosov of Makish, tells us that as a result of Mrs. Abal, number one, the Baal inherits the dual jurisdiction that the Baal, the Rosh Rishon, the Baal already had. Number one, that the Av acquires the dual positive jurisdiction that was vested in those, in the Baal, and also that he becomes relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction. So mainly he reverts back to his original role. Once he becomes relieved of the restrictions that the Torah imposed upon him with the marriage of the daughter to the Omos, so mainly he reverts back to his original role of full unrestricted jurisdiction. So there are two halachas. So maybe it seems that according to the Rashba, the Klishis Ksas is also something. Klishis Ksas means that there is the Maisa Aveir is reduced. So maybe there cannot be the Yerushim. If there is Klishis Ksas, so then the father cannot yarsh the dual jurisdiction that was vested in those. Because there is a Klishis. There is a Klishis Ksas. But the Klishis Ksas does not preclude from the Baal acquiring the restrictive jurisdiction. Why? Because the restrictive jurisdiction is really an inaccurate term. Restrictive jurisdiction is a negative power. In other words, it restricts, it's a chaos to restrict the power so that you will not be able to be made very soul. So even if there is a Klishis Ksas, according to Rashba, he cannot inherit the positive dual jurisdiction. But there is no reason as to why he should not be able to be relieved of the restrictive jurisdiction of the Baal. Once the Baal is dead, you see, once the Baal is dead, so mainly the Baal, that's part and parcel of the Zakosef of Makish. So the dead Baal cannot restrict this Keach of an Olim. And he should be able to revert back to his original role. But in addition, if there is no Keshes, so it's not only that he is able to revert back to his original role, free from restrictions, but he inherits the jurisdiction that became vested in the power. That became vested in the power. So in Melee, he says like this. Beyesh Lefroshi. No. Abu Aresh. Beyesh Lefroshi. Bishami Sabah Bigit Kaishi. Kovat Kilo Yifra Lachalke. Abu Aresh Lefroshi. Koi Koi. Yuka Choshe Kulei Mishra Ave. La. Kulei Mishra Ave. Kulei Mishra Ave. Abu Aresh Lefroshi. Kulei Mishra Ave. 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 תחי ויעפור את הבאו שמה הבאו ואיכם ואיס לבאו לשמיע ואיס בגלל לשמיע עד שמי זה הבא תחי ויעפור את הבאו נסבטו לגמרי so what did you mean נסבטו לגמרי so the din sofit was became up the partial negation the partial annulment of the nedam came up so then we have a nedam gone but reduced in its maizaveh תחיל דבר, אבל זה בא ומסברת לגמרי, כי בשביל מה פורק, אחר כל כל שנה לכל ההי, שהוא הסברת לו דעה, ואף על פי שנקרא שקצץ, ומה יסביר is reduced, so מילא, he couldn't inherit, the positive dual jurisdiction, he couldn't inherit, because he can only inherit if it is unaffected, undiminished. But since there is a Klishis Tzatz, so Mamela Da'at couldn't inherit the positive dual jurisdiction that the Baal possessed. Because when the Baal died, so there was already a diminution in the Chevra Aveir. So Mamela the Yerusha couldn't be found. But the Yerusha couldn't be found. Mashiach came to revert back. But there is another halacha of Makish, that he is able, that he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers of the dead husband, that the dead husband imposed upon him. Mimele, once he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers imposed upon him by the dead husband, so he is able to revert back to his original role. So in other words, there are two things. First of all, there is a aloche of Yerusha, that he can step into the shoes of the dead husband, and then there is a aloche that he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers of the dead husband. Mimele he is able to step back into his own shoes, in which he was standing prior to the marriage of his father. So, but in order to step into his own old shoes and to revert back to his old role as a father, so then he must exercise a kore on his own chilek. But so that's why the Rashi says, because in the chilek would be kayon. How could he revert back to his old role by annulling the Chilik Abba? But then he will not be stepping into his own shoes. Then he will be stepping into the shoes of the Baal. And stepping in the shoes of the Baal, he couldn't. Why? Because there is a Klishis Tzatz. So his faith now really has two halachas, implies two halachas. One halacha is that if the nether is undiminished, not even a Klishis Tzatz, so then he can inherit the positive dual jurisdiction of the Baal, and step into the shoes of the Baal, and then if the Baal is dead, so he becomes relieved of the restrictive powers that the Baal imposed upon him. by knowing his daughter. By knowing his daughter. And he can step into his own shoes, revert back to his original role. It's not shy to say original role if he's going to remain here at the That's not the original role. The original role means if he's made failure, the whole man. This is what it says. Given Shem Nikra, a kind of culture level, shown his battle at all. We have a Pishem Nikra, Zaz, the age of Hibika, a Dai Kayo, shall a Hilfe Utrigo, Hilka, Yofi, a Bam Hilika Bar, a Vulkan, Shahun, a Kirk Shalab, or the Akoras Hilkish of Bar, be he holy water of the Hudorov. But if there is a an osache, so then the osache has the same keyach as the osrishi. But suppose it is shoma bayo, v'lo he speak shoma bayo, v'lo he speak about liyofi, achemisabal, and the father certainly was not made for it yet. So in such a case, it's mashma from the Rashbo, even though there is no sachay, so then the father would be able to be made here, the Nidorim is so. Nidorim is so. Why? Because he wasn't made for yet. And the Chilik Kabal, so the Oros Rishon acquired jurisdiction. And it's unaffected, it's unmeaningless. There is no precious. Not in the precious class. Because the Baal was only heard it, thereby acquiring jurisdiction. But he wasn't made for a lawyer speak of it. Shoma Baal, the lawyer speak of it. So in Melee, there is no precious at all. So that means that the Baal acquired already sins in Shoma Baal. So the Baal already acquired a positive dual jurisdiction. Then the Baal died, even though there is an Osachay. So too, the Osachay has the same rights, it should be entitled to the same rights as the Osrishay. But in this case, there is a Loch of Yerushay. So in Mele, no one can acquire any rights because a Yerush is a Yerush. So he answers it, the positive dual jurisdiction. So then that will be able to be made by yourself. Alright, that is it. Now, I want to go back to the Gemara that we skipped up some of this, but just for a few moments, I want to discuss the Shibis HaRajbo, and then also the Rosh, and then we will proceed with the Gemara. We explained last time in Shibis HaRajbo that the Rajbo Shiki is that there are two halachas that in view of the fact that the Baal, Anos, has two jurisdictions over the Aruso. One is dual jurisdiction to annul the nether together with that. But besides the dual jurisdiction to annul the nether together with that, he has restricted jurisdiction. He is miakip on the Baal. In other words, even in respect to the God, we saw it from Rabbi Yechiel Shitt, that even in respect to the God, in where the Omus does not have dual jurisdiction, let's say, non-Ibrinevich. So Rabbi Yechiel Brisel Shitt is around. So the Baal does not have jurisdiction over non-Ibrinevich in God. Still, Rabbi Yechiel says that as long as the Omus is alive, so the father could not be the Midorim of non-Ibrinevich. And only when the Omus dies, so then because of it, there is a cause that the Al-Kusar is there. But why the Omus is alive, so he will die in the process. Why? After all, if the Omus Aloha had been that the Omus has dual jurisdiction, but the Omus has dual jurisdiction over the Nefesh in Dorim, but not over non-Nidu Nefesh in Dorim. So Mele, the Dar should not be restricted, he should be able to annul non-Nidu Nefesh in Dorim, so the answer is that there are two halachas. There's a kosu. There's a kosu of what makes it a munavish. Of the way you see a munish. So the real value of the level, so there are two halachas. One is that the Baal has dual jurisdiction together with Allah. And besides that, he restricts the Keacha'a. So in the Melee, we say in the Rajbo, just as Vukush, so those requires two kinds of jurisdiction. One is dual jurisdiction, the Melee that there are. And the other one is he restricts the Ab, so the Ab is not able to ignore the Nether of the Baal. In so on, so in the Melee, in the Zerazakosu, in the Al-Tusi of Makish, King Yabai Shino, King Yabai Besheno, Makin Yabai Besheno of Mikrofute, Akin Yabai Shino of Mikrofute, we also have two halachas. First of all, we have halacha, because sins in Kidman, because we also have two halachas, because one halacha is that he inherits the dual jurisdiction of the Baal, he stands in the shoes of the Baal, and the second halacha is that for Mrs. Abal, he reverts back to his own original role. To his own original. This is how we explain the Rav. Now, then the question is, there is a difficulty. Now that, if you have to push a Rajbo, I mean, you mentioned that Rajbo at the very beginning of Naramos. So, in discussing the Shittes Rambam, that the Rambam Shittes is that if the Baal was Nidhe, and then the Av was Mikhail, and then the Av was Nisha, and then the Av was Nisha. So, then the Av was Meifer, after it was Nisha, the Av was Meifer, the Nether of his daughter. So the Rambam Shittes is that the Baal can be Meifer again. To the original Akore became bottle, but it can be Meifer again. And she says, Rambam is no, because in Akore Akhara. So the Rajbo is the Kashi, the first piece of the Rajbo, and the Lord of Naramos. So he says, the first time I'm going to say, 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 I think that the people are going to be in the story to do, come ask the world, the obligo she is finished in the Bazaar. The entire is the obligo she is in the Bazaar, like the Ramban she is. She is a poor she is not in the shade. And you buy the mask, she is not the obligo she is in the Bazaar, she will move her, like the Ramban. And the Ram, she will take my shade up for her for it. She is a poor she is not a poor it. The mirror came into the Ramban. So he says, 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 so we will be called the Shnei Hashem is about Chiz Rav, we will be held to show Barat. The Arne, the Arne of God, the Arne is Barat. Yes, we show Shnei Yehudo, we should be doing Shnei Yehudo, Shnei Basak. We have to have a Barat, we keep my name. But we will have to tell the Chiz Rav, we will be held to show Barat. We will say to the Shnei Yehudo. So we mentioned that so the Kashi against the Ramah. That we don't say that for our heart. I don't know that we don't keep it in the should you have all the hope of us about? She not for our heart. Then we'll call this social vision to the sun. So that way, so he mentions it as so the end of the. And what's the value? The value is because in the case of Shomo Bible behavior, the release of our Vishnu Rajan is about, the things around the Vishnu Rajan. Now, so in other words, so he stands in the shoes of the Baal. So when it comes to the Rambam, sees the Baal that he made one of. Sees the Baal that he made one of. So even though with the Mises of Baal, he became local, so it shouldn't be any different than the case where the Akor becomes local to the Akor of that. So there the Rambam says, that in Aforah Havore. So here too, how? But what do we say? Here the Baal is not making the second Afore, the Av is making the second Afore. But the Av is standing in the shoes of the Baal. So the effect of the being, it is as if the Baal would be making the second Afore, and we can make the second Afore. So we see that there is no Alohe of in Aforah Havore. But the question is the way we explain. The way we explain the Shittin Rajah, the Rajah Shittin. So, how does the Rajbo explain this gemara of this Gemara of Shomar of Yogeto, who means in Kabbalah, Shmi Achimeis. Achimeis. So, this is of Unifechalke Shobah. So how does the Rashba explain? I mean, the book, the second book, of Shoma by Rebeto, the least without the Shmiachim Misabah. So we say Misabah is a precious life. And he distinguishes that from the fourth book of Shoma of Rebeto, or the least without the Shmiach, Achimates. So Chizer of Rebeto, Chalkei, is supposed to be only according to Shama, but according to the Silna. So we said that in this case of Shoma Bayro, and it happens because in the case, the second book of Shoma Bayro Bayro, the release of the art of Shri Achim is a Baal, even though if the Misa of the Baal is in Baku Makreya, the Akkor of the Baal. There is no aloche of Misraik Benishus Lahav. So it's a view by Lahav in the field. But, so why is the Gemara emphasizing Shama is Zavre? That is not a controversial point. The controversial point is whether Megas Gai is a Megas Polish, not whether Nidorim Shemirul Ol is in Misraik Benishus Lahav. In the case where there is no Ols, so everybody is made that it is Misraik Benishus Lahav. That aloche of Mati Shabaye, Tidna Abaya Shliya, Tidna Abaya Nishayde. That's the cash. So then he says, how the cool out means that you should laugh to those who knows, but my skin will mean a hoha with the Shama. The Epshia, the Ohe Kamina. Nay, the Ohe, Iketav, Chode the Nibul of Swish, Vei, the Ikename of Sakhe, the Salkadai, Tidna the Zoha by no Swish, when he said no behind the shoes were out. Call, he had the ego of Sache, we should act in coverage of the Shema, and the dog him should so have been the shit. The name the August is Tawikle, me or Kim the Ise, me Aki Baleda, the Unaman Leifer, for Mashman West. Now the Rams proceeds with another question. But we have to understand, there is a lot of wrongness in this terms of Rams. What the Rams is saying is that actually in the halacha, in Hoyosir Yish, it's a Tatosuk of Hoyosir Yish, Mikan, Shir Naram Rosso, Shir Bio Bayo Mekirin Reo, both Mesi on Nir Rishim. So, this is a Tatosuk implies two separate halachas. Now, the halacha is that by a Russo, so the Av and the Baal have dual jurisdiction. So what's the pshat? There is only one halacha. The av by Ahuso, the av and the baal have dual jurisdiction. Mimele sins, the baal sins, the Torah invested the baal with dual jurisdiction. So mimele the av becomes restricted and he cannot exercise so a jurisdiction the way he was able to exercise until his daughter became an Ahus. But basically, it's only one aloha that the Torah in this Zakosu invested the Baal with dual jurisdiction to annul the Nidorim of the Ahuso jointly with Av. That's all. Memele, since the Baal has dual jurisdiction, so the Av He's limited, he's restricted. Or, no, there are two separate halachas. One halacha is, that the bow, the arm's jurisdiction is restricted. He cannot, until his daughter got married, became his stature. So the arm had sole jurisdiction to annul the dom of his daughter. The moment she becomes his stature, so his jurisdiction becomes restricted, so that he cannot annul the dom of his daughter in soul. That's one halacha. So if that had been the only halacha that the Torah mentioned, so then what would be the result? That the nidogim of the Aruso cannot be annulled, because the Baal doesn't have, until he's Neseir, so he doesn't acquire full jurisdiction, and the Av jurisdiction that he possessed before, but the moment she was miscatcher, became restricted, so that he cannot annul the Neseir of his soul. So then, there is no Afroi Pasa. So then there is another halacha that the Torah invested the Baal with dual jurisdiction to annul the neder jointly with the Av. But it's two separate halachas. Or we can say no, there are no two separate halachas. There is one halacha. That the one halacha that the Torah invested the Ohus with dual jurisdiction to annul the nidogim of the Ahuso jointly with the Av. Mimele, he becomes restricted, because Mimele the Av becomes restricted. He couldn't annul by himself, because there is another partner who has a dual jurisdiction. But the restriction emanates from the dual jurisdiction, the restriction in the Baal's jurisdiction, and the restriction in the Av jurisdiction emanates from the dual jurisdiction possessed by others. Or that was a So we can see from Rabbi Yechiel, we can see that there are two separate halachas. That sometimes the Av is restricted in his jurisdiction to annul the neder in solo, even in the case where the Baal does not possess dual jurisdiction to annul jointly with the Av. The Rabbi is from Rabbi Yechiel. Now, we discussed the Rabbi Yechiel, the Simei Reish Lamed Aleph. So the two mentions, the Rambam calls out Shor, may for it be the calling in Nidog, even Nidogim She'inom in Nefesh, Ve'inom B'nei Levinom. We're only here, because there is a drosha in the Sitri, that the Rambam mentions, the Hekesh, the Rabbi Yechiel Chirik. Kingdom should be Sarasoli if they come in the air. Aber is also, is a bow, because of your shoes say, or the Mayfair and Nitra in the Nefesh. So Abu Yechiel says, that before she becomes this Kacho, then he agrees with Shri Saram, that the Ark can be Mayfair only done, if not in the Nefesh, not by the Nefesh. But, the moment she becomes with the Deshes, and then they almost die, and this is Nisreikno Yeshus Ahav, then the Ahav, even though it's Nisreikno, but it can only be made fair, El Nidre in the Nefesh. And the Bishyosef points out that according to Rabbi Yechiel, this is the effect of that special drosha in the Sifri. Not like the Rambam says, that our Gemara is Israel, that they are the drosha in the Sifri. No. So that's the drosha in the Sifri that says, that an Av is analogous to a Baal, it can only be Mayfair in a Nefesh B'nei Levinah, has reference to a case of Nisarso and Nisar Baal and Chosro Neshus. Mashaikin came to Nisarso, it can be Mayfair only. Now, so, the Xerzakosov is required only in connection with Nisarso and Nisaros, the Chosro Neshus. But in connection with Nisarso and Nisaros, we don't even need Xerzakosov. We point it out, because then without the Zerzakosov, how could how could the Av be Meifeya? Meifeya is talking that are not in Nefesh and B'nei B'no. How could the Meifeya? So, if we say that according to Rabbi Yechia, there are two separate Alochas. One is Aloche that one cheese miscatches. So then, the Av jurisdiction becomes restricted, that he cannot enroll his soul. And another aloche, that the Ovus acquires dual jurisdiction in that. Some melee we can understand. Even without the Xeras Apostle, the Hekesh in the Sifrim, we would know that while she was Nisar, the Av cannot be Meifeya. The Av cannot be Meifeya, non Nidogim that are non in Nefesh. Non in Nefesh. Why? Because true, that the bounds, the old jurisdiction doesn't extend over non in Nefesh Nidog. But there's another halacha, besides the halacha of dual jurisdiction being vested in two partners. There is another halacha that the Av jurisdiction is restricted. So vis-a-vis non in the Nefesh Nidorim, so the halacha of dual jurisdiction being vested in both partners does not apply. But the first halacha of the Av's jurisdiction being restricted once the Bas is Aruso, that applies even to non in the Nefesh Nidorim. So maybe without the Zakosum, I would know that the Av, while she's an Abusol and almost lives, the Av cannot be Meifeya. Not near Nefesh Nidor. Because of the restriction imposed by the Torah upon the jurisdiction of that. So in other words, so as far as the first halacha is concerned, the limitation, the restriction, and the jurisdiction of the Av, so that limitation applies to all Nidor, not after two categories of Nidor. The other halacha of dual jurisdiction that is possessed by the Baal, so that applies only to Nefesh and to Benin. But if we are going to assume that there is only one halacha, there is no halacha that once the Bas becomes miscatched, so the Av jurisdiction becomes restricted, so that he cannot annul his soul. There is no such halacha. This is a result of the dual jurisdiction vested in the Baal. So the Mele, he cannot annul his soul. But with the Baal has dual jurisdiction over in Nefesh, not over not in Nefesh. So Mele, since the Baal does not have jurisdiction over not in Nefesh Nidorim, let the Av exercise his prerogative of annulling not in Nefesh Nidorim in solo. So we see from Rabbi Yechiel that there are two separate halachas. This is what I'm saying. Now, V'yefshia d'hochtam, neim v'hochtam, iketar, chod v'niru l'orus rishi. So the orus rishi normally acquire jurisdiction over the Nidor. V'eidi iketar l'orus achen, v'sar k'daltach, ki v'nizoche ben orus rishi, lo nisreik no ben rishus le'ab, kol yichidi ike orus achen, mishim yachri k'agin rishin ab, v'ndochim shezoche ben rishin, inei idoros istalkan. So all this is talibay, according to Mishamai, that has relevance regarding the second halacha, that the Ovus possesses dual jurisdiction to over the nether together with that. So all this is talibay. So he doesn't possess dual jurisdiction. But there is another halacha besides the second halacha of the Ovus possessing dual jurisdiction together with that. There is a halacha that he restricts the Av. Mi'atel Adav. Mi'ukim li'ise. Mi'atel Adav. Di'u namalalem. That he restricts the Av. Kol Yisrael. So Mimele, I should say that even though it's Nisrechno, the Ovus Rishon is Nistalik. The Ovus Rishon is Nistalik. So Mimele, there is no dual jurisdiction that the Ovus Rishon possessed, that the Ovus Achrein could inherit from. You one can inherit from the Meirish something that the Meirish possessed, but in the lifetime, according to the Shammai, so even while the Ovus Rishon was alive, the moment he exercised his Afore, so he was out of the picture. So the Meirish, when the Ovus Rishon died, he didn't possess any jurisdiction, so that death could be inherited by the Ovus Achrei. Fine, but there is another aloche that the Ovus restricts the Keahar. So let the Ovus Achrei restrict the Keahar, the Daf shouldn't be able to be annulled either. So then, no one will be able to annul it. According to Mishama. The Unamulator, Kamashma on the rest. So in other words, so that's the aloche of Nidovin Nami. Sheniru Lohoris, that's why the Moed has to say, to spell out, Nidovin Nami, Sheniru Lohoris, Nisrekno Vishus Lahab. In other words, that in this case, when the Ovus died, so there is no restriction, not only that the Ovus Achrei doesn't acquire upon the death of the Ovus Rishon the jurisdiction of the Ovus Rishon, because the Ovus Rishon was nistalik before died, so maybe there is nothing to inherit from the Ovus Rishon, but that there is no restriction upon the jurisdiction of that if. Now then, it comes to the second question. Miu kikoma, lishne viname, lav limeinve, deichet eloi miu, amret vei, diavneive, the other Rabbi, Kilonir, Lovus Rishon, when he's faithful, Rishus Le'ah. Now he's bothered by the use of that term now. The first difficulty was the whole expression is unnecessary. So now he explained why the expression is necessary. To point out that there is no restriction upon the jurisdiction of God. But why does the Gemara mention the term Nam? Now the Shammai Savrei that even Nidoi Shemimulo is the Sreikno Shishlam. Doesn't that imply? It needless to mention that Nidoi Shemimulo is certainly the Sreikno Shishlam. But even Nidoi Shemimulo is also the Sreikno Shishlam. Now the question is, suppose, needless to mention, so the Gemara is implying that needless to mention that even Dovi, if this matter had not been heard by the Ovus Rishon, then it certainly would be Nisrekno Vishus Le'ah. No, but in this particular case where there's an Ovus Achrei. So suppose the matter that the Ahusa made had not been even heard by the Ovus Rishon in the lifetime of the Ovus Rishon, and then the Ovus Rishon died. So then, would Aloha be that the Av himself can be made? No. Then Aloha would be that the Av together with Ovus Achrei. So how can the Gemara say, Bishamay Savre, Nidovim Name Shemiru Lohis? Implying, needless to mention, that if Nidovim had not been near the Lohis Rishon, that if the Lohis Rishon had not even heard the Nidovim of the Av, who said that it would be Nisrekno Vishus Le'av, and it wouldn't have to resort to the Akhove by Yomus Achei. But even in the case of Nidorim, Shemim Lovus Rishon, it's also the Torah. But it's not, it's that way around. If the Neder, by the Ahu said, not even be near to the Lovus Rishon, and then the Lovus Rishon died, so then, how could it ever be annulled by the joint Akhoves of the Av and the Lovus Achei? So why does the Torah say, Name, that's the next discussion. Meal. Kikoma, which the name, love your name, that comes attack. lang in dem Gedeche der Leunigu, aber nur in zwei Drogen leifer. Die andere Rabe, die Leunigu aus Rischen. And in this case, there is another Sache. Leunigu ist recht noch, ich es lach. Er lohnt mich in der Linie schrie Dorms. Und nire me Leunigu, because in which case, in this particular case, so, in this particular case, there was hafot by the Hosrishen. But if there hadn't been hafot by the Hosrishen, so then, where, in which case does the Hosrishen have more authority? In the case where it's new to the Hosrishen, or in the case where it's loyal? In the case where it's loyal, it didn't get jurisdiction, actual jurisdiction. Only potential jurisdiction, but not actual jurisdiction. In the case of Nihu, so the Olos acquired actual jurisdiction. So, the reason is why, in this particular case, where the reason of Sachem, so, if the letter had not even been heard by the Olos Rishi, so then the Av couldn't be made for by himself. When the Olos Rishi died, is because then there is aloche of Yo Bala Achim Firin Tanoch. But since in this particular case, it wasn't just Nir Olos Rishi, it was Nir Olos Rishi and Heifa Olos Rishi. So Memele, the Olos Rishi is out of the picture. So Memele, we get the Fai Aloche of Yo Bala Achim Firin Tanoch. So it's not because of the Niru that we cannot apply the aloha of Aviyo Balachim Efilim Dereo, but because of the exercise of Afore that we cannot apply Aviyo Balachim Efilim Dereo. But suppose if the Oros had heard of the Neder and not be made, and then it died, so then it would be more of a certainty, of a certainty, that in the case of Roy Nero, it should be this right now, which is what, then in the case of Nero, this is what we should. Nero, the Goma Rishna, and Nama, Lama, Nero, the Hero, Nero, 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 the other have a Roy Nero, 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 so that then the Orus possesses already more jurisdiction. We read the Adike, Sriya Doris, Igel Meima, the Ovoi Meima. So on the contrary, there is more of a reason to say, in the case of Nihu, that it should not be misfaithful. Then in the case of Roi Nihu. So in the case of Roi Nihu, it's more likely that there is a lot of misfaithful. But in this case, because the fact is that he exercised that power. That's why, if it had been Roy Nero, we wouldn't say this like Yosh Islam. Because if it had been Roy Nero, so it certainly would have been not exercised that power. The other one, the Roy Nero, was a Christian saying, Islam, you should see it always, or you should see it always, the thing that you see it always, if you name a dog, you make my damn real, the name a hammer, you have been dog, you shall name you, I will name you in what's a name for that. Come on, I'm a hoche. The hoche, we should have probably the bow of the God of the dogs. Why do we say that it is, the dogs is God? Because of that hoge, not because of the nil. Suppose it had been nil or a swishing, and the swishing would not have been made there. Then it wouldn't be God in the dogs. Then it would be more swore that only be the dogs. The Roy Mishin nil, the Roy Roy, three dogs are different way, be nil or below nil. Now this has to be explained in conjunction with what the answer before. That the reason is why the Gemara said Nidorim Lame Shemir Lohus Hasreik Roshus Lahav is in order to point out that not only isn't the dual jurisdiction acquired by the Oros Achei, but that the Oros Achei is not in a position to restrict the Keiach Av. So maybe one could argue that in this particular case where it is Nirul Lohus Sheni, Nivul HaMishayri. So those, I'm sorry, in this particular case, where it was Nivul HaMishayri, so those Rishayri acquired already actual jurisdiction, and now there is an Osachay. So there could be more of a reason that in view of the fact that one knows already acquired jurisdiction over the land. And in other words, so he already, the Osrishin at one time already restricted the Kehava. And now there is an Osachay. True, the Osachay could not acquire dual jurisdiction because there is no one who could be made Ishmael. Because because before the Osrishin died, he already lost his jurisdiction. It was already taken over the jurisdiction by God. So, but since we could argue that in view of the fact that it was Nivul HaMishayri, so that means that HaMishayri already acquired jurisdiction over there. And now there is an Osachay. So maybe the Osachay, why he certainly could not acquire dual jurisdiction, that's impossible, because Megas dies, but maybe he could restrict the Keyachav by virtue of the fact that he is an Os, and the one Os already restricted the Keyachav. So maybe now he can again restrict the Keyachav. So that's why the Gemara says, Nidorim Namesh in your Os. Right. Now then, the deal to the porridge, we should be lesser means because of the impact, the significance, the relevance. We should lesser the heche, the leke always achay, no katnam, kiben, the leke. I mean, what is mentioned in the Sforan Achayim seems to be the better deal. Kiben, the leke, always achay, nilu repuse within the chassid. In other words, again, in conjunction with what the answer before, that the reason is why the Gemara says, that Bishamai Savra Nidorim Namer Shemir Lohs and Sveik Nodosh Yisrael is to point out, and the Gemara did not contend itself by saying Meyas guys, because the Gemara is pointing out two separate points. One point is that the Osachay cannot acquire jurisdiction. Dual jurisdiction. That's because of Meyas guys. But then the next question arises, true, the Osachay cannot acquire dual jurisdiction, but maybe the Osachay can restrict the Keyachav so that no one will be able to be made for the Neder. No one. So the Gemara says, why should we have this Al-Taita that the Osachay, who certainly cannot acquire dual jurisdiction, but he should restrict the Keyachav, why? Because in this case, those Rishon already acquired jurisdiction. And in any case where those Rishon acquired jurisdiction, so then the Keyach of, and if there hadn't been an Osachay, so then we wouldn't, so there is more of a Chiddush in saying it's like no. So maybe it's possible to argue that in this case, where there is an Osachay, by virtue of the fact that new, the acquisition of jurisdiction, gives the Osrishay more chaos. So in restricting the Baal, so even in this case where there is an Osachay, so the Osachay should be able to restrict the Keyach of that. Kenyan, umaitzem al-paise tayin am-ochel ishwer, mishun yidisila, ho-amre, the abi Osachay mifir nidor, shenir lo resmish, vafu bisham an-amre kliye, elo bishishom abayro behipel, avo, shom abelo yekelo, So according to the Isves, the Machleke Bisham Yisrael is in both prophets. the Mishnah Ibrahim, she now what's the case of the first dog? What's the case of the first dog? Shoma Rabio Behavior, the least the Kabal Shmeya Achimates, the Nisalso BBA, Vatumay Apollo, or Bio by the Achim Mithilim there. So the Ram has the cash, according to the Mitzvah Sashem, which is his own Shem, that we still agree with the halacha of the first book. But see, how could they agree in the first book of Shema be a Beitelo? The Lord is speaking about the Shmei, Hachemeis, Pisas of the Bia, Bakil of the Apollo. So if you go by the Achim of the Mereo, what if there hadn't been a Nose Achim? So what we still say, since it's Mikvash Kolish, so then the Ab cannot be made for, because it cannot Yash, it's another Kolish. Now in this case, where there is an Olesachay, so just as in the case where there is no Olesachay, the father cannot Yash, because there is another Kolish, so in this case, in the Pope Bishayno, where there is an Olesachay, the Olesachay should be able to Yash. That was the Kashay, the Daran. So what was the Teretz that the Daran gave? That the halacha of Olesachay Mikhil in the Tereo is not based upon Yerushim. In order that the Av should step into the shoes of the Olus, then we must resort to Yerushim. So one cannot Yerushim, and they cannot inherit a Nerakolosh. Masha'inkin, the halacha of the Olesachay is Mikhil in the Tereo together with Av. That's not based upon Yerushim. For the same reason that the Oslishen is made there. Because the Oslishen has two possesses dual jurisdiction together with that. So the Osachay also possesses. In other words, the Zosakosuf tells us that the contemporary present Os possesses dual jurisdiction. So in many ways, since it's not based upon Yush, that was the Teres of the Ranchi. That's the Ranchi. But according to his face, so in the Amen. That Bisil Achelik and the Bogom Dreisha too, and Bisil say, just as Bisil say in the case where there is no Osach, that if Shamal be available, so the name of the father cannot Yalshin, it's not Israel, no Vishunus, Leab, so in the case where there is no Osach, the letter is another Kolush, it's not Israel, no Vishunus, no Osach, in other words, that's the Machlekin between the Ram and Tayser. One second, see. There's Machlekin between the Ram and Tayser. According to the Ram, it's not based upon the Ushe, the Aloch and the Osach, and according to today's verse, it is based. Now, let's go over this. Now, our verse is pure, should the Chiyam Bino, no more of Nosan in the Shammai, a trei bovo de bas chayse for it, the hei mei nivu de Shammai, b'rei she dovi o balachim, v'rei dara o, v'shri kivni lio of meves, guys, idoch tal di meda chosh lio, v'shri lio of sachim, ada, uvi sei v'name, first he explained the Shammai. And then when we say the name, you know, Bishama is saying this, if we're Shabbat, by the people always, because we should have to be Shabbat, so he's all made to help the Shabbat. We say the name, we're all made to help the Shabbat, we should be Svirale, the Dorum Shemi Rolovis, Nisrekno, Nishus Riav, the Loyal Yom Sachem, we should be Svirale, the Yom Sachem Kirishem, כחדור עשרי שמימטה אל מידור משולים נראו משום אוריס אוכל נאמה אורס אחרי דחיבן שמירו לא אורס עשרי שם כמירס לא אור ויוב מזעת אורם לא אורס אחרי so that was according to Tesis so the expression made as guys the expression made as guys corresponds with the Bogan Ration the expression though in Nama Shemir Lovis Nisai Kudushis Lav corresponds with the same. Corresponds with the same. So in the Gove, so in the Gove of the Reishe, Bishamai say, since it's Eges Gaiz, since it's Eges Gaiz, so the Oros Achrei, the Oros Achrei, so it is made there together with that. And in the border of the Sefer, so Bishamai say that even though there is an Oros Achrei, still the Oros Achrei does not make them there together with that. But they are by himself, it's so he's made for them. So he says. So what's the reason? Just as the Oros Rishi, so it's especially Al-Pusim. Why do the Shammai say that in the case of Shammai Bayo Beitro, when he speaks of Shmeya Shmei Sabah, so the Abba himself is made there, why don't we say that the Ab together with the Osachei, so it's a special Alpuse according to the Shammai. So he says, the Osachei Kenishim, Kehinche the Osachei, in the main thing, El Nidogim Shalomir Mishamaris, or Swish Amin, so naturally, only the Dogs of Nirush Amaris, or Haname Abu Sachei. So it's a special Zazakosu, that the Osachei is only made here, Nidogim, in which a previous Ovus did not acquire jurisdiction. But the Dogi, in which a previous Ovus acquired jurisdiction, so the Osachei does not acquire jurisdiction. See, Alfus, or Hanando Osachei, the Chinish and Evil Ovus Richem, because once one Ovus acquired jurisdiction over, once one Ovus acquired jurisdiction over the Neter, and then that Ovus died, so who yashis the kiyah, the jurisdiction of the Ovus Rishen, that? That is especially unfortunate. In other words, just as the Ovus Rishen acquires jurisdiction over the Dogim that were not new to any previous Ovus, naturally, I mean, that is necessarily implied. He's the Ovus Rishen, so there was no previous Ovus. So in Ovus Achrei, so we have the Alfuse according to Mishamah, and Ovus Achrei only acquires jurisdiction over a neder that was in which and a previous Ovus never acquired jurisdiction. That means loy niru. So loy niru the Ovus Rishen. But if it's new Ovus Rishen, so then the father acquires jurisdiction. The father yashes the jurisdiction that became vested for a time in the opposition. So of course, according to these days, so the when Bishach, when the expression Dogim Shalmiru Ovus Nisrik Toshus Le'av relates to the Bobah, to the second body. And according to these Bishach, what Bishach is saying, they are emphasizing that Dogim Shalmiru Ovus Rishen is Nisraif Novish as well. Masha'inke, and they are trying to emphasize, Masha'inke, that the Osachei can only acquire jurisdiction in Nidogim Shalom Yulov Svishen. But in Nidogim Shalom Svishen, so the Osachei cannot acquire jurisdiction, and only the Ob Yashin said. So then the term Nami is very difficult according to Tetzis. Because according to Tetzis, This memory of Nidogim Shemir always, in effect, emphasizes the contrast between Nidogim Shemir Loris Rishen, so David Osachim doesn't acquire a jurisdiction, in contrast with Nidogim Shemir Loris Osachim doesn't acquire jurisdiction. So why does the Gemara say, Name? So this is why the Rambam says, call me this, right now. וכי אמרים המשם הישר ומדון שאיר לאוס, נשרק לו בשוס לאב, לא יפתיים אלה מיידן ומשם הישר ותכי זה אור ולהיבחר כשובה. כלואים הדאב לחוד יסג ולא יאוס, ומהי תיימן, ומהי תיימן, וכי אמרים המסור מגז גאי, לא יפתיים אלה מיידן וברי שלא ביו בא לאחר ופיר נדרך, ומשום במגז גאי צור, דאומה, דימוס את הבאי ואופיה, דמיקלש קוריש, כיוון, דמיקלש לא ידע, וחושב לא ימיס כיוון, Ovo sachim vada, vein heinu divre bishama itai. Aber bisir reini, ein yochim ofe, atarte bobet, vein yochim ofe, ki svorai di bishama, di amre bisir, bein bereishe, bein bisir, miyu, hoki diise, hoki diise, di bereishe, so bisir reichir kam bohut bohut, di bereishe, o bisir, apilo, bagut, baal, yichir ofe, אפילו בא דבר יחיר עוד אחר משום דחי כאו לב מיקס גאי סלו מיקלש קודש so in the way she where it's שובה עד בהיפלו where it's the קבל לשמיע עד שמיס עד שמיס הבאו So what is Bishamai saying? That they are together with the old Sachina Meifea, so the Zero is Chaykanim, and he says, Atlo Bade Bali Chaylovetla, Mishim Dhei Ferov, Lav Negas Gaius, El Miklesh Kodesh, Vichim Diklesh, Lechoshet Miski Biyomet Bade Ar. In other words, it's like the Ram's Kasher against his own chief. So the Ram gave it Eretz, because here we don't have to resort to Yerushe. But the results, no. We do have to resort to Yerushe. So in Mele, it cannot be no. Why the time we might be pretty garish? Would be safe in the case of Shamabaila Vekolo. He is because Mishmei actually said, wow, none of the pretty garish Shamai. They know the body of the Lord. Kedamlet, that we will know him Shemibul of his Rishe. Zochobo of his Achre. So they don't agree with that Yalkus of Bishamai. That Bishamai say that an Orus can only acquire can only acquire jurisdiction over Nidori that was going evil to a previous Orus. So they don't agree with that, and they say that the Norus can acquire jurisdiction over all Nidori, even Nidori that were already vested in a previous Orus. When we say Nam Tikabisham of Yochlach Lave, Kidam Rakun Dosh, you always wish to talk about Orusach. וחייבינו בסיר סבל הוביל או בעל האחר לפיון את הרעו, יעבינו טיימן מה יפוי להסייפה, וחייבינו בלעב מגז גייס, יעבינו טיימן ומה יפוי לברנשה, ומסייפה מה יעשה טיימן המוח, מלבסיר לו לשמואל, ולחוד, זהו פירוש איתו. But then, the question is, the context of shah. So, the what the more is emphasizing, according to the Shammai, is the contrast between the Dorim and the Olorim. So then, the Ovesachim does not acquire and Nidorim Sheloim Yerulavis, so the Orus Achrei does acquire jurisdiction, so why would the Gemara say Nidorim Amen? So this is what he's asking. Will Haike Rushe Liyosa Lishape Rishne Nidorim Amen? The Efshadoh Nidorim Shenasa Yerushu Sovis Rishne Nidorim Amen. So it's not, the name doesn't mean even Nidorim, even Nidorim that were new to the Orus Rishon. So he says, the Horekama, be Nidorim Shenasa Yerushus Orus Rishon, the Nibule, Name, Shekolkav Zocho Ben Orus Rishon, Ache Nibule, Bichai Gamle. So Bichai Gamle Lohu Mehem Shenson, the Lohu Orus, Vahayna Rishne, the Nidorim, but I am sorry. Alright, now let's see how the Rashi explains the various ones. Now, in terms of Rishon Rashbo, it's a Gemara Daf Samaches, one Rashbo. The Dibur HaMaskel, on the page, Shomer Ovi Obeir, where he speak about the Shmei Ad Shmei Zohar, Zuhi Shishonimu Mei Zohar, and Yisrek No Mishay Chorah, Vihod Diktoni, where he speak the Shmei Ad, Biodino, the time it don't mean say, now the case, Shomer Ovi Obeir, where he speak about the Shmei Ad Shmei Zohar, so Mezor will be said to Rishus Rabal. The time of the moon said, you go back in a Chabal, the Nisra, the Avo Pishik for Hefer of Chalke, after the Hoche in a Baal, the Hoche of Chalke. Aha Nisra. The question arose, I mean, the Ram himself discussed it. Why shouldn't the Baal be able to be made here? After all, there are two parts. Everyone has his role. The Av already fulfilled his role. He died, but he's not needed anymore. And who is needed? The Baal. The Baal has not as yet fulfilled his role. And the Baal is living. So after the death of the Av, let the Baal do it. That was. So this Baal of the Rishon. With the time of Moon said, go back here, Baal, Mizah. The Av of Bishi, go into a cake. After the Ochin, Baal, Yochel, a cake, a Mizah. Why? Because since the Av was made to die, so So mele, it becomes potul. And really, why does it become potul? Because there cannot be any tzil. Chidamunoli, the binon she appeared with shneim basat. Claim as the afore shneim bishol or will shneim on. So mele, if the av was made there, died, and the maisa afore of the av cannot be mitzure, cannot be joined to a future afore by the av, so mele, the afore of the av is also. והי נאמה תכשאי כרבאו צוי חדאי לא למה זה לא אופי חלקי של בא ונמאס כתבי זה אפור השאי כרבאו בעצם לחי ופשאי אפור עושה אפור כי כשאו ימיק בראו והי נאמה תכשאי כרבאו צוי חדאי לא למה זה שום הבאי לא בהיפה ולהיס פי כאב לשמיע עד שמי זה בא צוי ניסייץ נשחק לו בשוס לא and so we don't say let the av just be made for his own chelik. No, he has to be made for the baal's chelik also. So chlal ze lo hof echal kishal baal. When he must speak beis ha'afore shei kar baal baatz in the chayot. If he shina kose ha'afore. Why see the maiz ha'afore was not nigmer. So maybe it comes back. Kip shol yinit mo bechayot. Kidama. Uchshei tera. Lo yisika baal lo hofei. עד שנמצא בעל משמע למצוא אותם זה רוח לחלקי so בשם עשי היפירה וליס שומעה ואיתו וליס תקבל לשני עד שנמצא בעל so בקום את בשם את מדס גייס so יצחי זה רוב ומתחת לשבל that's the ראש so that means on the חלקי שבל is the but it doesn't have to repeat the afore his own afore that not מה זה רוצה לעד לו, בחלקי של ארץ, אלא חלקי של פעל ובאת, ובשום ובשום שום ובילו, שום בקושן הלייזס, why do we shall I say that it's this right now, but he only has to be made fair, the Baal Tzilek, no, let him be made fair, the Afrik as well, so he says, no, when do we say that the original Afrik becomes a bottle, only when it's incapable of being mitzulev with the other Afor. Ma she'en keilo, there can be a joint Afor. Ma she'en keili, in the case of Shomar Biyomei, Kolobunis, Kabbalo, Peir, Hachim, Sabal, since there is a loche of Yisrekno, some melee is causing it too, because when the Av will be made there, he'll be standing in the shoes of the Baal. Some melee, there will be it too. So the Afor of the Av is still chosen to be joined to the afore of the Baal that will come out from the lips of God who will be standing in the shoes of God. Okay, for I will speak about what the Hashem is about.